Welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast with Scott McKenzie. Scott is a passionate industry professional dedicated to transferring cutting-edge, industry-focused innovations and trends while highlighting the men and women who can keep the world moving. So put on your hard hat, grab your work boots, and let's go.
All right, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. That's right, this podcast celebrates you. You are bold, you are brave, you dare greatly. You innovate, boy, do you innovate. And you're changing lives and you're changing the world. That's why you are an industrial hero. You're a hero to me. You're making my life absolutely spectacular. And what's happening out there in industry is nothing less than spectacular. That's why this podcast is here. That's why we celebrate you each and every day. That's right. We love you. All right. In the hot seat. His name is Steve Griffith. That's G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. And he is with NEMA. That's N-E-M-A, but that's for National Electrical Manufacturers Association. It's a mouthful. That's why they went it down to NEMA. Let's get a cracking on this interview. Yeah, it's a good thing it's NEMA. I get tired just constantly saying National Electrical Manufacturers Association, although super duper important. You need organizations like this, and especially in a world that is just innovation, and moving at an absolutely blistering pace to be able to provide solutions for your business to make you resilient and successful in the future. NEMA, that's why they're there, because you can't keep up with it. I mean, we had this conversation. I mean, if I put my business hat on, I can't keep up with the level of innovation, the level of just sheer brilliance that exists out there in manufacturing, that exists in industry, and that exists across the spectrum of how people and companies are leveraging technology to be resilient. And especially after COVID-19, you need it. So We talk about collaboration, innovation, and education. And that's what this podcast is all about. We want to collaborate with people that have answers. We want to educate with things that are changing constantly all the time. And boy, innovation, we want to hear about innovation, hear about solutions, not just from a technology point of view, but from the point of view of how are we dealing with people now? How are we creating those connections? You got to be innovative. You got to be innovative. All right. Listen to me lecture. Holy cow. I don't feel comfortable with that, but I am so excited and pleased to be able to call this family my family, right? Because I get to interact with individuals like Steve, organizations like NEMA, and events that are going to be taking place that you got to put on your doggone calendar that are just out there so that you can continue to educate. And now is the time. Speaking of that, paper and pencil time. Get your calendar out. You got to get your calendar out. And I'm talking about Industrial IoT World. And this is an event called SEES, IIoT Now for Lasting Digital Transformation. It is a free virtual conference. And I want to tell you, it is December 1st. Jeez, how about that? December 1st through the 3rd this year. Put it on your calendar. And I'll have that link out there on industrialtalk.com. So you don't have to worry about it. Just go to industrialtalk.com, find Steve's interview, and you'll get all that information. Once again, SEES IIoT Now for Lasting Digital Transformation. You need these companies. You need these organizations. You need companies like NEMA to be able to sort of help navigate these waters, these IIoT waters, these industrial 4.0 waters, because the water, I mean, it's changing constantly. The currents are always shifting, and you just need to stay on current. And that's why the Industrial IoT World and NEMA and people like Steve are just vital to your desire to collaborate, innovate, and educate so that you can act with a sense of purpose and tenacity. You need to do that. All right, let's shift to Steve's stat card. So you go out there, and I want you to type in Steve Griffith. That's G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. Put a little comma, PMP, because he is a professional manager of projects. I think that's what PMP stands for. Anyway, that's what he is. Type it in. You'll see him. You'll see that he's with NEMA. Reach out to him. Become his buddy on LinkedIn. You will not be disappointed because his stat card is spectacular. He is the Director of Transportation System and Cybersecurity. And what we're going to be talking about, and I'm just telling you, there are many topics within Industry 4.0. One is, of course, cybersecurity, but two is AI. How do you leverage AI? Where do we stand with AI? Where, you know, I mean, people talk about AI. Is it in commercial operations or is it still just sort of at a bench level, you know, sort of proof of concept type of stuff? Where does it stand? That's why organizations like NEMA and people like Steve are so important. You gotta, because it's not going away, right? So you gotta line yourself, figure out who to connect with so that you get real answers with real solutions to solve real problems, right? That's what we want to be able to do. Steve, NEMA, and of course, that incredible conference, again, that is scheduled for December 1st through the 3rd. See how I rolled into that? That's right. It's all out there on industrialtalk.com. I can't, the URL is just super duper long, so I'm not going to be able to say that. So just go out to industrialtalk.com, find it. ASAP. How's that? All right. On to the interview. We're talking AI. We're talking cybersecurity. We're talking about how that links together. We're talking Industry 4.0. Steve Griffith. The company is NEMA. And I enjoyed the conversation. It's always wonderful. So enjoy the conversation with Steve. Steve, welcome to the Industrial Talk Podcast. Absolute honor that you have joined. This platform is dedicated to you, yes, you, and the rest of the industrial and manufacturing professionals all around the world. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm great, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here. Looking forward to the chat.
I'm telling you, man, I'm enjoying the heck out of it. I'm living the dream, Steve. I get to talk to one people like you. And I get to have a master's class in all things, let's say, Industry 4.0 or anything. It doesn't matter. And I just sit there and I soak it up. I'm a sponge. I'm pretty smart now because of this podcast. No, I'm not. I'm still the dumbest, you know, dumbest knife in the drawer. That's for doggone sure. Okay. For the listener, Steve, we do this all the time on the podcast. You got to lay that foundation. Give us a little 411 on who Steve is.
Yes, Steve Griffith. I'm an industry director for the National Electrical Manufacturers Association, otherwise known as NEMA in acronym speak. An industry director is kind of like a program manager, strategic planning. Basically, NEMA is an association of about 325 equipment manufacturers. They get together, you know, we have three or four core things we do. One of those is developing NEMA standards to address a performance issue in the market. We do government work, lobbying for or against regulations. We do market data and intelligence, and we look at a lot of emerging technologies in NEMA. So my job at NEMA is to kind of, you know, see where the industry is going, you know, look at all these emerging technologies and trends and kind of bring it back to our members and see how NEMA moves with where the industry is going, right? So there are a number of emerging things I lead at NEMA, and it's just making sure that our members are involved and need them.
It's interesting to me because if I had a nickel every time somebody talked to me about emerging tech, innovation, whatever, Industry 4.0, I'd be a wealthy man because it's happening so fast. And I would imagine organizations like NEMA, this is a great niche for this particular organization because me, you know, Joe Sixpack here, there's no way that I could keep up with all the changes that are taking place within manufacturing, within industry, and it's great stuff, but I can't keep up with it. That's probably the best role for NEMA among others.
Oh, great! Yeah, it's pretty neat stuff. You know, I mean, the Internet of Things and industrial IT is happening. You know, more and more devices. I think there's huge growth for this And, you know, a lot of our members that make manufacture these products are now developing products and the systems that are increasingly IoT enabled, right? Whether you're, whether it's manufacturing, industrial, whether it's a commercial and residential building, whether you're dealing with utility products, transportation, medical imaging, the IoT, industrial IoT spans across all our members, right? And it's something we're moving into, and because it's IoT.
Let's just sort of, it's not knocking on the door. It's here. It's here to stay. It's putting their feet up on your coffee table. And if you're not engaged in trying to understand this whole, and I'll just sort of generally categorize it as industry 4.0. If I'm in manufacturing, if I'm in industry, if I'm something, I have to actively be engaged and leverage organizations like NEMA in a big way, because it's here, whether you like it or not. If you think business as usual is business as usual, and you're just going to merrily go about your business and think that you're going to succeed, think otherwise, because it's not going to be that way.
No, totally agree. And it's here, and the idea is we need to be there as well with our members, right? As this space becomes prevalent, how does NEMA and our members get into this space, right? And there's a lot of challenges out there with the industrial IoT. You know, chief number one is our members that manufacture all these devices, all this data, all this diverse data from all these devices that create data. How do you turn that into information that you can use, right? And another issue that's
data tsunami. I mean, it's exactly. Sure, we can collect that data, all the little squiggly lines, all the little zeros and ones and numbers and all that stuff. But the real value, the real, meat and the gold, or platinum, if you want to, maybe diamonds, but in that data is the fact that I can find things in a very efficient way to be able to make tactical decisions to better my asset. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Sorry. Yeah. I just had to jump in because it is a tsunami.
Yeah, and then you have to deal with, all that data. There's privacy, there's liability, there's cybersecurity, there's all this stuff, and it's determining how you can take this data to derive meaningful outcomes, predictive analytics, maintenance when a product's out there, or improvements in a product, getting that full visibility across your product line with all this plethora of data and making it useful, right? And I think that's something that we're addressing across NEMA, and there's different trends out there, different techniques, different technologies that can help our members, get on top of the data.
Here's the question I have for you. I'm putting on my manufacturing, my industry hat. I don't care. I'm putting it on. It's right there, right on. And one of the challenges is that the speed at which the innovation, the speed at which the technology is moving versus my ability to be able to consume it. That's one. Two, the issue with me saying, I think I see the value in that innovation, but where do I start? You're driving at 80 miles per hour. I'm still sort of riding my bicycle and I can't keep up with you. How do you address that?
Yeah. Where to start? How do you capture all this data? How do you make it useful? And I think, one of the new things we're looking at in NEMA is artificial intelligence. I think that's a key aspect of how, with the manufacturing device that drains all this data, AI can help manufacturers derive actionable information, whether it's in the manufacturing industry to, improving the production and distribution of the manufactured goods, looking at it in maybe the back office of a manufacturing, working with, distribution channels and partners to improve aspects of product design, maintenance, and then life cycle management. I think AI is one of those emerging, well, maybe it's not really emerging anymore. It's one of those technologies that's happening and it's being adopted in manufacturing. And that's a technique that manufacturers can use to take this data and derive meaningful information, right? To better help in their manufacturing.
Yeah, and see, this is interesting because for me, it was interesting. Here's a story, quick little story. I worked with a company when I was consulting, and I created a solution that pulled data that determined sort of the health of that asset by the data, parameters, all of that good stuff. But it was a, like a CapEx project, right? You had to dig a ditch. You had to do certain, and I could do it on one asset, right? But now all of a sudden, these devices, they're cost effective. And for me as a business person, I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I'll take a box of those and I'll stick it out here and I'll do this. And it got into 5G. I could do that. And it's like all of a sudden the floodgates open and I'm able to track data. But then I never take the next step forward and I'd say, well, where do I put it and how do I do it? But I can incrementally, me, I can incrementally approach this because I highly recommend that, by the way. It's there. It's happening. And get some wins under your belt. And I don't know how you keep, I don't know how Nima, you, your team, hold on to that tiger's tail. Because you guys are so innovative. Your industry, the people you interact with are just like, we could do that too. We could do that too. And you know, normal blokes like me, I'm just like, oh God, I just put a device out on this asset, you know. How do you do that? How do you prioritize at NEMA these I mean Industry 4.0, AI, you know, all of the things, 5G. 5G all of a sudden is like, woohoo, we're 5G now.
Yes, good question. Actually, a very good question. So there's all these emerging, we call them strategic initiatives. And because NEMA is a member kind of driven organization, our members actually have a say. You know, we actually year to year we have these, you know, these emerging topics that we run across NEMA, and you know, we have a vetting process where, you know, we take any idea, no idea is a bad idea, and we kind of, you know,
until somebody says that's stupid.
And then we have like an emerging opportunities forum where we get our members together and we discuss the ideas. We kind of try to prioritize and we kind of get a, you know, okay, we'll kind of do a poll around the room. You know, what are your thoughts on this idea? What are your thoughts on AI? This is a good idea we should pursue. And we have a board of governors in NEMA that kind of is our governing body. It consists of about 30 or so CEOs across our organization. They meet four times a year. So they kind of year to year, they take the input from, you know, all the ideas from our members, all the ideas, and they, it kind of coalesces and prioritizes and actually vote on these initiatives in the July timeframe. So we actually, you know, when our board met in July, they voted on, you know, what are the emerging things we want to do next year, right? So we're already knee deep into 2020 activities, but then we're already planning ahead for 2021. And AI, just to kind of, is something that is going to be carried across year to year, because there's a lot of work we're doing with AI this year. You know, we're working to look at, you know, what are all the use cases for AI? You know, you know, what are the places where AI is proof of concept versus actual, you know, commercial deployments? What are, you know, what is the implementation guidance? You know, because NEMA is a, you know, a standards organization, what are the standards gaps? What are the standards that need to be developed? Are there testing standards? So we're getting all that information in a research paper this year to kind of feed into what we do next year, right? You know, whether we set up working groups to look at this in greater detail, whether we, you know, work with research institutions, you know, join government groups, put out thought pieces on AI, develop standards, or
I like it.
Form a more permanent group to tackle AI and NEMA. So these kind of emerging topics, they start in this kind of program, but the idea is because, you know, they kind of continue to become a more permanent home at NEMA. And to give you an example of something that we did in the past, I'm shifting gears.
Cybersecurity, baby.
Cybersecurity started about 4 or 5 years in the same process, because, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, the Internet of Things, our members, you know, they get it. They understand that they have a role when they build these products to make them as secure as possible. And you know, when these products are deployed, how do you make sure that they, you, there's no bad actors that are malware that affect things after they're developed. So our cybersecurity activities, you know, started as a, as one of these same kind of strategic initiatives about 3 or 4 years ago. Now it's a permanent activity within NEMA, right? Because cyber is clearly not going away, right? I mean, when you get with the IoT,
not in my lifetime.
Yeah, and you know, and so the stuff that we're doing is, you know, and there's tons of standards out there with cybersecurity. We're trying to do practical guidance, right? You know, what can a manufacturer do in their supply chain to look at malware in the embedded components or tamper proofing? Cyber hygiene is a topic. When a manufacturer, you know, delivers a product to their customer, whether it's a hospital or a utility or a building, how do you work with that customer, that end user, to mitigate cybersecurity risks by following industry guidelines? Because cybersecurity is a responsibility that's shared between the manufacturer and the user.
Yeah.
So cyber started as a strategic initiative, but now it's a core activity because it's not going away. So I envision
always fascinates me because it's never going away. And you just come in and you're just like, well, I've got to have some sort of plan of attack to keep my assets protected, my business protected, and that's ongoing. And that's, once again, I would imagine that's a relationship between me, business solution manufacturing provider, and the manufacturer of that device.
Right.
Because they're going to have to keep up with it. They're going to have to invest time, energy, effort, and money into, you know, identifying those malicious bad actors out there.
Yeah.
I just don't know how you keep, but it gives me a lot of great feel in my heart that companies and organizations like NEMA, you and your team and so on, you're passionate about it. You keep up with it because then for me, and then you prioritize it. So it makes my thought process a bit easier. So I don't have to sit there and try to think through it myself. Good. I like that a lot. I think now what industries are you specifically focusing in on, Steve? What are you focused in on with these solutions?
So the you know, obviously AI and cyber cuts across all NEMA, right? Whether it's, you know, manufacturing, you know, industrial products, automation, you know, commercial and residential buildings, all the building systems, the fire and life safety, medical imaging group. We have a group that does the huge X-ray machines in hospitals, right? Utility products, right? The products that, you know, switch gears, transformers, right? Things that are integral components to electric grid. Transportation, which is the group I lead, is all, you know, for example, you know, the traffic signaling devices, the connected intersections, right? You know, things that can't go down, right? That are critical infrastructure or electric vehicle equipment, charging equipment, right? So that's my focus, but you know, the activities that I do really cut across the entire association, right? And I have colleagues that kind of lead the other divisions, but the idea is that the work projects that I do on like AI or cybersecurity are tailored across our entire membership.
You're not going to sit there and go, hey, I have the secret sauce over here in the AI world, and I'm not going to tell my colleagues about the fact that I've got the secret sauce. That's not going to happen. Of course, it's going to go across. The only thing I could think of when you started talking about traffic lights, of course, everybody's seen movies where somebody's in the computer saying, I'm going to create chaos, and I'm going to just hack into these traffic lights and make them all green, right?
Yeah. No, we actually developed in my transportation group, we actually developed a cybersecurity standard for intelligent transportation systems that addresses some of that low-hanging fruit, you know, hacking into, for example, you know, traffic controller cabinets, all have the same keys, making sure those keys are unique, right? Using secure communication protocols, right? So cyber is a pretty big issue across NEMA. Right?
And you know what the problem is with cyber people? Nobody wants to talk about it, right? Nobody wants to say, hey, I just had a breach over here, and it's not good. But you know what I learned? I learned that don't do this. But nobody says about. Nobody wants to talk about their dirty laundry and their cyber hacks. But it's like that's how you learn. But nobody wants to talk about it. It's tough.
Yeah,
it's tough. So let's put on our future hat a little bit. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it going? I mean, the speed is ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I have people talking about Industry 5.0 already.
Well, I mean, I think AI is becoming relevant. Another thing that is emerging in the market is 5G.
Yeah.
I mean, with communications, right? And that is relevant across all of our members, right? Whether you're in a building, backhaul communications, you know, whether you're an industrial, you know, plant looking at time sensitive networking.
Yeah.
Utilities, it's 5G connected microgrids or transportation with 5G. I mean, that's something that's coming as well. And AI is going to become more prevalent. Everything is going to become smarter. You know, yeah. Our members are making sensor technology is exploding across our industry, right? Yeah. Sensors are being used for everything across our members. And it's, you know, the data tsunami is going to continue to occur. And I think, our members that are getting more into, you know, while we still have members that still sell traditional products, you know, like wire and cable, we have members that are now selling systems, right? So it's the hardware, it's the software, it's the communications, it's the network, it's the total.
This is the new soup to nuts solution because my hat on. I don't want to go to, hey, I got to go to Acme. And then when I pick that thing up from Acme, I'm going to go to this other company. I'm going to pick that up. And then I'm going to try to fit it together. I'm looking for a complete solution that actually, because I don't want it. I don't want to have the problems. It's like I turned the key on and this whole thing just sort of fell apart. Now I'm just a mess. I don't want that. So find reputable. Go to NEMA, man. Find reputable businesses that do that. I would.
Great.
Headaches.
No, the industry is emerging. I love it. I mean, I'm an engineer by background, so I suck the stuff up. Yeah. All this new technology is great.
Cool. It's
great working with the members because, you know, they'll tell you when you're doing great. They'll tell you when you're doing wrong. So that's good reaffirmation. I've enjoyed it. I've been here almost 9 years now, so I've never done
it. And I'll say it, it's dead sexy from my perspective because I think it's just so cool. I think it is. And to your point, you guys are so innovative. You think differently. I would imagine you, I bet you your family just loves talking to you about all this. It's like, here comes Dad. You know that's the case. I have it with my kids. It's like, yeah, I gotta go, Dad. I gotta run. I gotta run fast and get away from you now.
although my son has been after me to get a Tesla for ages now, right?
That's cool tech, man. You gotta admit, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You'd be all into that, man.
Yeah, it's like,
I love that stuff. Hey, are you active out there on LinkedIn?
Yes, I am. I am very much so.
So the way I would probably find him, listeners, would be, of course, Steve, S-T-E-V-E, Griffith, and I'm sure there's a handful of Griffiths out there.
Yeah, Griffith.
S-G-R-I-F-F-I-T-H. Put a little comma in there, slap in NEMA, and you'll find the gent.
Yeah, absolutely.
You are awesome.
Great.
I hate to wrap it up because I can continue having this conversation all day long, but I'm sure there are listeners out there saying, all right, I got it. Just got to move along.
Great.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Listeners, we're going to wrap it up on the other side. You know that. I'm going to have all Steve's contact information. So don't come to me and say, Scott, I can't find Steve. IndustrialTalk.com. That's where his information will be. Doggone it. So stay tuned. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.
All right. That is Steve Griffith. You need to reach out to him. He's got a mad stat card out there on LinkedIn. I'm sure he would like to be able to connect with you. I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. He is, I mean, he's got his finger on the pulse, and that's what you need because we're all about collaborating. We're all about innovating. We're all about educating. We're all about doing it with a sense of speed and purpose. And doggone it, be tenacious about it. Industry 4.0 is here, right? There is no excuse for not knowing it and learning from people like Steve. All right. Again, get your calendars out. I want you to write down for December 1st through the 3rd. This is a virtual event because it is. Everything's virtual. Industrial IoT World is putting this on. It is C's IIoT Now for Lasting Digital Transformation. Do not come to me and say, Scott, I can't connect, because it's going to all be out there on industrialtalk.com, every link that you need to know. All right. Be bold. Be brave. Dare greatly. Hang out with people that are bold, brave, and dare greatly, and you will not be disappointed. Another interview right around the corner. So be safe.